This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن رسالته أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continuing with the series of Madarij al-Salikin, those, the path of the seekers, those who long to be resurrected with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who seek the truth, those who seek the light out of darkness, those who seek knowledge out of ignorance, and so on and so forth. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabb, Ameen. Continuing what we talked about last time, we talked about the akhlaq and the adab, the etiquettes and the matters of how important it was, and the etiquettes with the human being, the etiquettes with the sahaba, the etiquettes with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the etiquettes with Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, the etiquette with the ulama and so on. But some of the scholars will actually warn you, don't go to one extreme or the other. Don't be extremely polite so you're called an idiot. And don't be extremely the other side so you're called a jahid, the other way around. So you're not an idiot, I assure you that, you're a Muslim. You don't be extremely polite, so otherwise people will take advantage of you and will call you otherwise. And don't be the other way either. So we're moderate between the two. So you're not haphazard, you're not a mat, you step in people will step over you. La wallahi. You still have pride and honor that you're a true Muslim. Yes, you live Quran and Sunnah, but no one will take advantage of you accordingly. لَسْتُ بِالْخِبُّ وَالْخِبُّ وَالْخِبُّ يَخْدَعْنِي. I'm not a scoundrel, but a scoundrel will not take advantage of me either. So you still have to have a balance between the etiquettes and the akhlaq that we talked about, which is extremely important, the one before that. So today we have something old about as-sama'. It's something that is a nashat. It's something that the body acquires, just like an-nazar. You see, you use your eyes to see, a vision, a sight. You also use your tongue to speak. But the ears is what we're going to be talking about today. And that's the key for ilm, by the way. Even though the scholars will tell you that key for ilm is taqwa, according to Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. But the ethic, the ears, that the one that would actually give you the methodology of earning that, sam', to be able to understand what the scholars say. To be understand what the Qur'an, how Allah subhanahu wa jalla fiula is talking to you. To be able to understand the sunnah when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking to you. So I'm going to give you an example. Could you imagine being invited to someone's house? Please come. Enjoy. So you go in, على المائدة, a beautiful table. تأكل منها ما لذ وطاب. Anything you want is there. Different colors, different tastes, different sizes, different shapes, different everything. You sit down, you didn't do any work. You were just invited. You sit down, you didn't have to do anything. You eat whatever you like and say thank you, Zakallah khair, and walk away. Now compare that to where you have to actually go to the marketplace. Go ahead and get into your car, dress in this weather, and whatever it is that the layers that you have, and go spend this and do that, and look for what's good, and pick it up, and spend your time and the effort, then after this you go to check out, you pay the money, take it back, wash it, cut it,
put it in the boiler and cook it. You have to wait for it hours, then prepare it, then all of that stuff. Which one do you prefer? You obviously prefer something that you get automatically. You don't have to do anything for it. But there's a catch. Allah subhanahu wa jalla has given you the truth. You didn't have to work for it. You didn't have to keep thinking and pondering and reflecting about the ayat and the dharra and the neutron and the proton and all of that stuff and the binasel and all of these, how the creation was started and all of that. You didn't have to go through all of this. Allah subhanahu wa jalla gave you the truth in a on a silver platter. The Quran was given. The reason for creation. Why you're doing. What happened before. How do you live now. What will come after. Everything. وَمَا فَرَطْنَا فِي كِتَابِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Nothing is given out of this book. Nothing is omitted. Everything was given you the truth. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Say the truth from their Lord. Those who want to heed to the message may follow, and those who are heedless may be led astray. Whatever, it's a choice you have to make. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you about this sam'i now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised and honored those who come to the masajid. So I'm giving you a good news, glad tiding, that you're here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give you the proof inshallah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised you. Your honor is mentioned among those who come and listen to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, and the halaqat, and the durus, and those who study the Qur'an, and. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهُمْ خَيْرًا لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ. Ya salam. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees good in you, لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ. It would make you listen to the truth, but there's obviously the opposite on the other side, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا. وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. There's the opposite. Do you believe it? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees good in you, akhi and ukhti, He will bring you to the masajid. He will bring you to the halaqat. He will bring you to the khutbah. He will come to that places where you listen to qala Allah, qala Rasul. That's the proof in the Quran. The scholars will tell you that. If Allah sees good in you, He uses the same thing, the hearing. La أَسْمَعَهُمْ. He would have let you listen to the truth, but you know this, our hearts are sealed. أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. You know, some of the people, their hearts are sealed. What did they say? قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. I listen, but I don't want to, I disobey. As opposed to, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. May Allah make us among those who listen and obey. Not listen and disobey. Subhanallah, ajeeb. And Allah subhanahu wa jalla has given you a grave warning. Don't be among them. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ. This is a severe warning. The scholars will tell you. You are among a'da'illah. You are among the enemies of Allah. If you tell people, don't listen to the Quran, don't come to the halaqah, don't come to the masajid, don't listen to the mashayikh. This is the proof. The Quran is actually talking to you. They differentiate between the two people. Which one are you? Are you a muhib? Are you among those who listen? Come, they love, they listen to the halaqat and the masajid and the ulama. Listen to the book of Allah. Listen to the sunnah of Rasulullah. This is your hearing sense. You're listening. Are you among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if there is good in you, Allah will let you listen? And if some of those are hearing sense are closed or locked up, the hearts are sealed. بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Hearts are sealed. That's it. You know what the scholars say? لَا إِيمَانَ يَدْخُلْ وَلَا كُفْرَ يَخْرُجْ. The hearts are sealed. That's done. I want this dunya. I want the whims and desires. That's why that listing is actually three types. And the kufr is also three types. What is it, ya akhi? You follow your own whims and desires? What do you do? Do you do the ibadah takhallusan la ikhlasan? How do you do it? Do you do the ibadah? Let's get rid of it, man. Let's get it over with. Come on. Hurry up, Habibi. I got people to see, things to do, places to go. I'm a busy man, man. Dude, I got places to go. I don't have time for this. Or do you actually have this beautiful love between you and Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, muhibbeen? And I'll tell you the difference inshallah in a second. But you have to understand you're among one of the two. Which one is it, ya akhi? You know this Quran, the one that you cannot hear, Earrings that you cannot hear with. Eyes that you cannot. Is it the heart? No, it's not the eyes. Allah says it. Qulubun. It's the heart. It's the heart that is blinded. Yes, they have ears, but they have no, they don't hear with it. They have it, but they don't hear with it. Yet. You know what? That's why the scholar says your iman. The iman will not. The hearts are sealed. You know what that means? It's like a plate you cannot, or a glass that's upside down. You cannot pour anything in it. So the hearts are types. The iman, your iman, it's not. It can't come in. It's locked. It's sealed by our actions and deeds. We don't want to hear the truth. No, no, no. Forget it, man. Wallahi, I had some people in the. You listen to people, and you know that the families bring their children to us. Convince me, subhanallah, ajib ya akhi, wallahi. Just recently, you know, I've been going through the school, and I understand, been there, done that, wallahi. It's not easy for the youth to be around. And the fitan, you know, al-shahawat wa shubuhat, we talked about the double D's, the doubts and desires. So why is it not halal for me to hang around with girls? Why is it not halal to blah, 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 blah? Why is, we deal with this all the time. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. They're not listening to the truth. And when you give them the ayat and the hadith, some of them, you can see them. How? Either when they hear the truth, what it says? تَرَى أَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمِ يَا سَلَامُ. This is the one that wants to listen to the truth. This is tajarrud. The one that takes out the thawb of what? Kibriya. This is juhud. مَا عَرَفَ الْحَقِّ. You know the truth and you don't want to say, no, no, no. إذا قيل له اتق الله أخذته العزة بالإثم فحسبه جهنم ولبئس المهاد. If someone tells you, يَا أَخِي اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, be conscious of Allah. Listen to Quran, listen to the Sunnah. This is haram or this is halal. Don't do this, my brother. You're going with the wrong company. You're in the wrong environment. They will take you with them to the hellfire. You're following the footsteps of shaitan. No, no, listen, man. I knew this stuff before I was before you were born. You know what? I'm a scholar myself. I know that stuff from Ya Akhi Wallahi. Are they the ones then? This A'da'illah? Who are you hanging around with? What's your environment? So that's exactly what it is. And you're listening. Yes, you're listening. But what are you listening to? Yes, you're using it. And what's the difference between the sam' and the insult? And what is the difference between isma'? Isma' comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sama' comes from us. Allah will let you listen, but we hear. But how do we hear? And why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you that? إِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنِ. What? Well, أَنْصِتُ. Not just فَاسْتَمِعُ لَهُ. Don't listen, just do it. وَأَنْصِتْ. What's the difference between this hearing and paying attention? نَصَتْ. You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything except pondering, reflecting about the creation. جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. The creator subhanahu jalla fi ula. He's talking to you. Could you imagine a cop stop you? And he's telling you certain things. Yes, sir. What happens now? Your heart is beating a minute. I hope, ya Allah. Now you get to know Allah real quick, don't you? Ya Rabb, please, no tickets, ya Allah. Baj'alna min aydihim saddan wa khalfihim saddan. You get to know all the adhkar. Bismillah. Ya Rabb, nadhr and nadhr. Ya subhanallah. And you hear a dhikr that will keep something away from you. And you keep doing it. And the cop's still there. How come it's not working? Ya Shaykh, wallahi, it's not that. But can you imagine? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to you. And you listen to something else. You're looking at something else. You're playing around. You're taking out the phone, as we talked about, even in the salah. Subhanallah, ajeeb. You're standing in front of him. You're not listening to the imam, what he's saying. You're not pondering, reflecting about it. And that's the difference, my brothers and sisters. What are you listening to? It's not just what you're listening. وَأَنْصِتُوا, meaning ponder and reflect about what has been said. You don't talk. You don't pick, you don't use anything else. That's when you hear the Quran, subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ula. You know, the scholars will actually tell you when they listen to the Quran. They put the best clothes, they put the perfume, they take a shower and they listen to, this is the word of Allah is talking to me now. This is the proper way to listen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ula, يَجْعَلُنَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَاتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. May Allah make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the rest of it. Ameen. Wa akhira. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Ameen. Aqim wa tis'aun. Wa astaghfiru wa astaghfiru. Fa ya fawzi. Alhamdulillah wahda wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعَ وَنَعْقِلْ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. They say, when? Too late. If we only heard, if we only had seen, if we seen anything, the truth, We would not have known them, the dwellers of the hellfire. SubhanAllah. What happened? It says, أسمع وأبصر. You know this is called تعجب. You know this is ما أعدل هذا القاضي. You know, same wasn't. So when you say the word أسمع, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I wonder the truth has come to you, but you turned around and walked away. But you know when he says فَأَعْرَضْ وَتَوَلَّى مُدْبِرًا, this is the same, it's the same word. It's not, the scholar says, you know, you أَعْرَضَ, you know, you turn with your body and your heart, not just your body. So are you really listening to the truth? You know what happens? Okay, I'll tell you what. When do you really feel the joy? When you listen to what? This is when you feel, salam. Yeah, take your time, my man. You know, we're going on a long journey. Put the stuff, put the, yeah, whatever, the latest thingy. And we compete. Oh, do you know, have you heard the new dude? What's his name? Whatever her name and all of that stuff. They'd not be fitting for me to mention the names here. But you know what I'm talking about. Drake this and blah, 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 this and blah, 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 that. And he's blah, blah, Allahu Akbar. And they compete. Do you know his favorite color? I know, man. They know, the youth now know their biography of the hottest artists and the singers and the dancers and the actors. They know everything about it. And then you ask him, Sheikh, could you please mention just five out of the Al-Ashr al-Mubashirin? Yeah, it's online. Our youth in Muslim Ummah, in the Muslim countries, Arabic speaking, the people of the Quran, the people of Al-Azhar, the people that will actually tell you what Islam is all about. Our youth is gone. The media has taken them away because they've used their senses in the wrong way. They're watching the wrong stuff. They're listening to the wrong stuff. They're hanging around with the wrong people. They're going around the wrong company. And the mission stick is, what are you wearing? Is this Oshkosh, Bigosh, oh my gosh, do you drink your tea with pinky up? Oh my gosh. Wallahi, ya Sheikh, our mission stick is upside down. We left the Quran and Sunnah and we complain. Why is this happening? قَالْ وَأَنَّا هَذَا. The Sahaba says, how is this coming? Where is this disappointment in Uhud? قُلْ. Tell them, قُلْ التَّلْقِنِيَا. هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. We earned it. مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. Yes, yes, yes. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Wallahi. Wallahi is what we earned, brothers and sisters. If you ever want this ummah to come back, you have to start by yourself. You have to come back in the Quran and Sunnah. There is no other way. You've tried everything. You've tried every ism. Capitalism, whatever ism, anything ism. But Islam, there's no ism, Zayakhi. There's haqq and batil. There's a truth and otherwise. This is what we were talking about, coming back with our listening. This is the sama', the scholars will tell you. That's the etiquettes and matters of how you do it. And they will tell you, there's actually a key. They tell you, بعض الحكماء, some of the pioneers and the intellect, they said this knowledge is going through the sam' is like the misbah ala al-deen. You know Aladdin and the magic lamp? Yeah. When you rub it, you really dig deep and you see the treasures coming out. So how are you using your knowledge, ya Shaykh? How are you using your sam'? What's your roadmap? What are we doing? آمن الرسول بما أنزل له والمؤمن قال. All of that, what happens in the end? قالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. You will see the سمع, my brothers. إن السمع, everything, فؤاد, بصر, كل أولئك كان عليه مسؤولا. You will be held accountable for your senses, especially what you're hearing. Now what do you see? You see when you actually take a book, if you ask the brothers when they have a book club, Ya Salam, after we read this book, we need to come and discuss it. What did they do? They ponder and reflect and they take every line. Oh, the author here meant blah, 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 blah. And they did blah, 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 blah. And they do the qiyas and the analogy and all of that. And amazing. This one should get an Oscar. But the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do we do? What's up? The scholars will tell you, لا تجعل همك آخر الصفحة. Don't let your goal, your hedaf, is to get into the end of that line, or the end of the page, or the end of the surah. Just turn it over. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran? أَفَلَا يَقْرَؤُونَ الْقُرْآنَ? No. أَفَلَا يُفَسِّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ? No. He said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ? You know, تَدَبَّر comes from the دُبُر. You know, the end. of something. Is what is said, what is meant by the end of that, ponder and reflect. But what is the most important is act accordingly about what you heard. So when you know what happens when you hear something that you love it, you will remember it. But remember, the statistics show that 93% of what you hear will be forgotten after 7 days. 93% of what you hear will be forgotten after 7 days. And that's why, he says, well, let this among us, those methna wa farad, yes, one or two group of people, yes, sir, go back and ponder, reflect. مَا بِصَاحِبُكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةِ. Yeah, think about it. Those people, he's actually challenging them. Look, if you even discuss it, if you think about it, if you come back and think of what you heard, you will know that the Prophet Muhammad is not insane. What is he telling you? What I'm going to tell you now. That's your homework, by the way. You need after to listen to any ayat or any hadith or even any khutbas or any halaqat, you need to repeat them on a weekly basis. And that's why I've told you before, please, when you go to the Quran, have a booklet with you. I want you to make sure everyone has a note at home. And this note has to be divided in two. The first half is awamir. The second half is nawahi. The commands of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. The prohibitions. And every time you listen to an ayah, and your cue is, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and the Sahaba al-Jama'in used to say, if we hear, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kana amru yu'maru bihi aw nahyuna an. If you listen to the ayah that starts with, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, not Ya ayyuhal nas, Ya ayyuhal ladhina aslamu. No, no, no. Oh, you believe. If you believe, Allah is talking to you. After that, أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. You will know that there is awamir, there is a command. Obey Allah, obey the Messenger and the guardians, which means the guardians have to be obeyed only in obedience of Allah and His Messenger, and so on and so forth. غُضُّوا أَنْ don't لا تَكُلُوا الرِّبَ أَنْ all of that. So from now on, that's your homework. Every one of us should have this book at home. We don't talk here. We're the doers club. No talking. No doing. Let's do it. And what else are you going to do? Since this ayah is telling you to ponder and reflect and do things about what you hear and listen, you have to have a halaqah at home. If you don't bring your family here, I want you to have your halaqah at home. So every day, whatever day you decide, Friday or Saturday or Sunday, it doesn't matter. You bring your family together and you have a halaqah at home. You have one ayah and ponder and reflect upon it. One alim is stronger than how many abid? Too many. Against shaitan. So you need to come back. Use these ayat, my brothers and sisters. Coming back to the truth. Coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. So your homework is very easy from today. You listen to what? Ghiba and Namima. Listen carefully again. Remember that sahib al-kitab? The one that reads anything and you ask him, Akhi, can you please tell me what's in the book? Oh, ya salam. Book ra'i' wallah jameel jiddan ya ma ahla. What was in it? Ya'ni, wallah ya shaykh, ya'ni... It was just wasting time. Can you tell me what did you learn from the book? Oh, it was amazing. Beautiful book. What was in it? I can't remember. Yeah? How many of us now, when you leave this khutbah, what did this guy say this today? I heard him screaming and shouting. I saw his hand going up and down. I hate this guy, man. My hearing aid, I have to turn it down. He gets too whatever. Forgive me if I do. But wallahi, ya Sheikh, it's not intended. Yeah. So, but what do you say though? If somebody asks you, what did you learn today? Will you actually remember what this person of Allah said? That's the hearing sense. Why, ya akhi? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving. Fabiya asma. Hadith Qudsi, it's a divine tradition. What does it mean? Remember when you say this, أَحَبُّ مَفْتَرَطْتُهُ عَلَى عِبَادِ. It's everything, the actions and deeds, مَفْتَرَطْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. The best of actions and deeds of my servants or worshippers. What is one? The obligations. But then what? مَا زَالَ عَبْدُ يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى yes. You will still come, not just do the obligatory acts of worship, but the nawafil, meaning anything that's extra other than the obligations. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. How much would you pay, ya Shaykh? How much would you pay to know that someone you love loves you back? But how much would you pay to know that Sahaba radiallahu anhu love you? How much would you pay to know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam love you? But how much would you pay to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you? What's the key? He says, do extra acts of worship, not just the obligations. But if he does, what happens? He says, I will love you. But what is the reward to if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you? He says, I will be the vision that he sees with, the hearing he hears with, the hand that he strikes with, the feet that he walks upon. And if they ask me, I will grant him, and so on and so forth. How much would you pay for that? You see, that's why the scholars say the true believers that do this, they hear things that others don't hear. They have farasa, there's insight. There's actually a science for this. And they see things that not the average person will see. You can actually see it between the lines. The whole life, can you see if a person is walking around in their own cocoon, smiling, even though the world is in chaos, but they're smiling. Why? Because they know the truth. What's going on now is being told over 1400 years ago. And you already know why it's going on. And you already know how to protect yourself and your family from that. And you already know why the reward if you hold on to this fitnah. And you know what's the creation and what's waiting for you. So you have your own peace and tranquility. So that's why you're walking around smiling. Because you know everyone else is running after whatever it is. The dollars and the cents. You see, you listen to things with your own whims and desires, but not with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you. You talk about anything else under whims and desires, no problem. If you start talking about Allah, especially in the hereafter, hearts are sealed, dude. It's bad. Don't stop talking. Is that the only thing you talk about? You hear these people before? Yes. Ya khudni ala gnahak. Ihgizni hitta gamba. Ya sidna shaykh. Have you not heard that? Yeah, no, I heard you, man. You take me under your wing. You know, reserve a place in Jannah next to me. Get out of town, man. I don't want to hear you anymore. You hear this all the time. So what's the reward? All you have to remember is I want to be with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I want to be the one who listened to Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi ula. So I'm going to take that homework. And I'm going to listen back to the example. I want to go to eat. Bar al-ma'idat al-rahman. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents this beautiful table for you, you don't have to go shopping, you don't have to cut. You don't have to do anything else. But you have to pay the price. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We listen and obey. May Allah make us among those who listen to the speech and follow the best of them. Ameen. وَأَخْدَعُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّمْ عَلَيْهِ عَلَيْهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَتَعْمِينَ يا رب لك الحمد كما جلال وجهك عظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في الاولين وفي الاخرين وفي الملأ الاعلى من الدين اللهم انصر الاسلام واعز المسلمين واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين واذل الشرك والمشركين اعداءك اعداء الدين اوقع الكافرين في الكافرين واوقع الظالمين في الظالمين واخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالاسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالاسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالاسلام راقدين ولا تشبتنا الاعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين ايدينا من خلفنا وعن ايماننا وعن شمائلنا وعن فوقنا ونعوذ برحمتك ان نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اعط سؤل من وصانا واستوصانا واشفينا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعافنا وعافنا مبتلانا المستوصلين وارحمنا وارحم مبتلانا المستوصلين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على اله وصحبه وتابعين واقم الصلاه.